This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you, David Jenkins, and good morning. Welcome to our volleyball preview show. And hey, as long as your gym doesn't have a leaky roof, it's a good day to be inside getting set for the volleyball season, which really gets underway coming up a week from Monday on the 26th. We'll have the big Roxana Invitational Tournament, which is a great in-season tournament, number of local teams involved there. So we're looking forward to our volleyball preview show here, and we're going to have in studio with us coming up later on in the hour, Emily Zimmerman of Hillsboro and Kimberly Denny of Lincolnwood. Yes, we got Kimberly Denny on the program today. We're very excited about that. We'll bring you a conversation we had earlier in the week with Litchfield volleyball coach Jeremy Heigert. We also caught up with Bunker Hill volleyball coach Sarah Brennan. Now, Sarah happens to be my little sister, so we talked to Sarah earlier in the week as well. And that was a bit strange for myself interviewing my own sister. But we got through it, and we'll bring you that conversation coming up here this morning on Sports Saturday. We're also going to have Staunton head coach Janine Lusico joining us on the program. And we're happy to be joined right now by Carbondale head volleyball coach Katie Hammon. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, we're doing okay. And I guess you're in your second season now, and I know you've been involved with the program for a number of years, but last year had to be a bit different for you, being your first year replacing Fran Strubel.
Oh, yes, it was definitely different. I mean, I watched Coach Strubel do all the little behind the scenes and kind of really build that program, and I was part of that program, but now kind of having to take it and do everything that she did with all the middle schoolers and building it up, it was definitely a different look, but I enjoyed every minute of it.
Now, in your second season, I'm sure you've probably looked back and kind of, you know, you evaluate your players, but you also evaluate yourself. So as you get set for your second season, is there stuff you're going to do this year that you didn't do last year, or maybe something you thought last year, hey, that's a good idea, but now you think this year, maybe not so much?
Not really. I'm not really changing a whole lot. I definitely think as the year went on last year, I became a little bit calmer. Mm-hmm. And not taking everything so personally. You know, like if a play didn't work or if, you know, we lost a really close game, I was always going home thinking, like, what could I have done different? Mm-hmm. What could I have done different? Why did, you know, it's my fault we lost. And it's really nobody's fault. I mean, the other team just scored more points or did something better, and we would take a look and say, we need to work on this better. So I'm getting better at staying calm, especially for the girls, and not showing as much emotion so they can continue playing. That's one big thing that I think I want to do differently this year. But practice-wise, it kind of depends on the personnel that we have. You know, last year we had Adrienne Welty, who is a six-footer. We had Lexi Eaglehoff in our middle, who could really jump, and this year we're not as tall. So instead of focusing on being huge blockers, this year we're really focusing on being tenacious defensive players. So practice looks a little different. We're still working on everything, but I kind of change, you know, every year depending on the personnel that I have.
And, I mean, that's what good coaches do. You can't just be rigid in your system and say, this is the way I want to play and this is what we're going to do. You have to be able to adapt to the personnel, and that sounds exactly what you're doing. So when you switch to kind of a more defensive-focused team, for people maybe who don't know a lot about volleyball, what will that look like?
Well, that'll definitely look like we do a lot of conditioning. We've done a lot of workouts. So our goal this year is to be able to get to every ball mm-hmm. anywhere on the court. So whether it's a huge hit and we get a ball up and we pass it, you know, over the center or behind us, we're going to be able to run down everything, which can really get into the opponent's team's head.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they think they have this huge kill, and the ball doesn't go down, and we're able to continue playing. They're going to start playing a little more careful, and that's going to allow maybe them to make a couple more mistakes. And so we're going to really try to capitalize on that. Practice-wise, it is a lot of defense and a lot of running.
A lot of running. So the kids love that, because kids always love to run in practice.
Oh, yeah. Today, they've been running. They have been running since Monday, and today I gave them a break, and they looked at me, and they were like, we love you so much right now, you don't even know.
And, Katie, that style of play, from a fan perspective, that's fun to watch. When you've got kids scrambling and diving nonstop, that is just an entertaining brand of volleyball.
Oh, my gosh, I love it. I love watching big 6-foot hitters get so ticked off because we get a ball up, And our team is screaming, and they're like, how the heck did they do that? Well, we do a lot of drills, and we go to camps, and we play a lot over the summer to get better at those things.
And I know you have some key returning players this year, and you told me earlier that Sarah Deneve, she was an all-conference performer for you last year, but she's going to be kind of that centerpiece, that glue, I think is the word you use, that kind of holds your whole operation together this year.
Oh, absolutely. She started varsity as a defensive player as a sophomore, and I think that really helped her stepping into the setting role. I mean, she had to replace Sydney Bates, who was an all-conference, volleyball player of the year type style, and she plays at Lewis and Clark right now. So she knew she had to step up, and she did. And she really ran the offense really well last year. And this summer she already stepped up, and she already knows this is where they like their fives, but they like it a little tighter and a little, you know, they wanted it an inch lower. I'm like, Sarah, how do you even understand, you know, how do you put it an inch lower? And she does. She knows her hitter. She knows her defender. She knows everything about the game. And when she's on and when she can score for us, we're going to be pretty good.
And the setter is always so interesting to me for that reason, the ability to put that ball exactly where it needs to be put. That is such a refined skill. Now, it can be taught to a degree, but a lot of that, is that just natural instinct and ability?
A lot of it is natural instinct and ability. I can teach them the technical aspect. I was a setter myself, so that is my specialty. So when we're in the gym, I'm always working with the setters. And part of being a setter is being really smart. Mm-hmm. And that you can't really teach. You can put them scenarios, you can talk about it, but that's where it really comes naturally.
And you're going to have a new libero this year. How critical will that be?
It's definitely going to be different. Jordan did such a great job for us. I mean, she was in the middle of our passing system last year the whole time. She had the second most digs behind Adrienne. But Sydney is ready. She's been a defensive player since her seventh grade year, and this summer she looks really good. And this week, this first week of practice, I've been really impressed with her leadership and her willingness to go for anything and everything. And she gets a lot of hands on a lot of balls.
Talking with Katie Hammond, the head volleyball coach at Carlinville. And Katie, as you kind of have your goals panned out for the year, what will make a successful year for Carlinville, in your opinion, this year?
You know, I just kind of want to keep doing what we're going to do. I mean, we play in some tough tournaments. Obviously, we would like to win every tournament we're in. That's every coach's goal, is to win as much as you can. But a lot of our goals isn't always about winning and losing. It's really about, you know, shaping the players that I have to be able to be successful at the next level in whatever they do. I want them to know that, you know, hard work pays off. I want them to know how to be a really good teammate, whether that's in their job, whether that's in a sorority, whether that's in, they're going to continue playing collegiate ball. You know, that's really the success. I actually just got a text last night from Adrienne Welty, and she sent me pictures of her in her new Maryville uniform, and she just talked about thanking Carlinville Volleyball for everything that we did for her and how she felt so prepared to go play ball. And, like, that's the success right there. That's what I want for my kids.
And, you know, I've heard college coaches talk about those types of things. That's what they're looking for. Obviously, you have to be talented to go to the next level. But it's all those intangible things, how you conduct yourself off the court, that really does get college coaches' attention.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I learned from one of the best, Fran Struble. I mean, that is what she honed in on since seventh grade. You know, I'm going to teach you to be a lady. You're going to, you know, win graciously. You're going to lose graciously. And I loved that so much about her that that's exactly what I want my kids to do. I want them to know how to win in life and in games, to know how to lose. And when you lose, you just keep working and you keep going, and that's really what I want my team to do.
Yeah, you learn from the best, Katie, and you're carrying the torch proudly at Carlinville. Thank you so much for a few minutes of your time, and best of luck this year.
All right, thank you so much.
That is Katie Hammond, the head volleyball coach at Carlinville. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will bring you a conversation we had with Litchfield volleyball coach Jeremy Heigert, and then we will catch up with Staunton head coach Janine Lusico when Sports Saturday's volleyball preview show rolls on following these messages.
We're happy to be joined now by Litchfield volleyball coach Jeremy Heigert. And Jeremy, thank you for a few minutes of your time today. And hey, this is a busy time for you. You got volleyball obviously starting, and school just started this week, for goodness sakes.
Correct, we did.
And it seems to me school starts earlier and earlier each year. Does it seem that way from your perspective in the administration?
Most definitely. I can remember back when I was younger, like starting school after Labor Day. So, yeah, it starts earlier and earlier each year, but, you know, it's a good thing for getting the kids in and after summer and that, and getting them back into the good routines of being in school and education. So.
And when you coach a fall sport like volleyball, it's nice because you move right from your summer workouts into your preseason workouts. So how did you feel the transition has gone so far this year from summer to in-season?
I agree with you, Tim. It is really nice for the fall sport because we are rowing off of our summer open gyms and summer camps and stuff like that, so we're not having a lot of downtime in between. So being able to take the skills and that we're learning in those times and that and being able to use them straight into our practice schedule and then in our game. Summer was great. We had a few open gyms. We also had a summer camp that we hosted here at Litchfield that was hosted by Kim Denny. She did a fabulous job, absolutely wonderful, gave our players a lot of great skills and knowledge of the game and just shared her love and passion for the game. She was absolutely wonderful. We learned some new warm-up routines, kind of doing some different passing drills and some serve-receive rotations that we're going to be putting into play with this season. So we're excited about it and moving forward with it.
Were you happy with your turnout in terms of the numbers for the summer? Because every coach wants, you know, that you want your kids to show up in the summer, but there's so many different things pulling them in so many different directions. But were you happy with the number of kids that showed up for you this summer?
I really was, Tim. I will say that my girls and that have a heart for this sport and a passion for what they're doing and that. And we actually had really good numbers. And that goes across the board from freshmen all the way through our seniors.
And that's always a nice thing in a program when you can have each class well represented. Because if you get too top heavy in one class, all of a sudden you get to 1 year and it's like, oh boy, we don't have much experience coming back. So when you can have the balanced numbers, boy, does that help.
I agree with you 100%. And for Litchfield, I would say that our sports for volleyball, we're doing really well on that. We've got good numbers all the way throughout.
As you look at your team this year, who are going to be some of your key players and contributors?
You know, I would say that my seniors that are coming up are going to be a powerhouse and one to be reckoned with, I'll tell you. They're a great group of girls, and they've played together for a while now, so they do a great job of supporting and encouraging one another. But at the same point, we've got several on our JV team and our freshmen. Our new freshmen that are coming in have some real power players there, so I have real high hopes for both our JV and our freshman team as well.
And volleyball really has become a power game in a lot of ways, hasn't it?
It has. It really has.
As you kind of look now for your expectations for the year, Coach Higer says Litchfield had a good season. If what happens?
You know what? If we're going to be out there having fun, if we're going to be out there giving it our all, playing hard on the court, and then another thing is being able to leave it all on the court. Mm-hmm. I would say that that's one of the biggest expectations that I have for my girls is just leaving it all on the court. Respecting and encouraging one another is another big one. And then just realizing, you know what, yes, we're a team, but at the same point, we're also a family. Yeah. We're there to support and encourage one another. I would say my goals, if I'm looking at that, I always tell the girls, you know what, we got to have fun. If we're not having fun, why are we out here in the first place? I would say another goal would be that, you know, we just need to pull together and make sure that we're working together as a team, that we're there to support one another on and off the court. That's another big thing that I encourage my girls with is it's, you know, we're not only here to support one another when we're in the gym together, but you know what, no matter where we're at, we're a team and we're supporting and encouraging each other on and off that court. And then also just learning how to improve our game both from our wins and our losses. You know, we're not just going to take our wins and say that was we won and let it go, and that we still need to be able to take that and say where did we go wrong, what could we do better in our next game.
And, Jeremy, always one of the things we really focus on here at the station is Terry Tote was big on athletics is just another classroom. And with you being in administration, you really have a good understanding of that. You mentioned it or alluded to it. You want to win, of course, but you want to make sure the kids have fun. But also, you're teaching these young ladies skills for the rest of their life that really have nothing to do with volleyball at all.
I would agree with that. And you know what? We're in Litchfield, we've had some of our teachers that have gone to a great program this summer, and the rest of the teachers are going to be going through it later in the year, a program called Capturing Kids' Hearts. It's an amazing thing. I learned a lot in that, and I actually brought that into our volleyball program this summer with my girls, where we were sitting down and we kind of talked and we kind of built like a social contract with one another of the ways that we're going to respect each other and, you know, how we're going to treat each other both on and off the court. But the girls were all in charge of that and how they wanted to be treated, both by me and by one another. And, you know, maturity is a big thing. They wanted to be treated as adults. They wanted to be treated fair. They wanted to be shown respect. And all of those words are words they came up with, and we kind of related it to the game, but also just to their daily lives.
That is great. And when you can have high school kids taking ownership of those types of things themselves, that makes your job as a coach so much easier.
Agreed. And as I said, I have a phenomenal group of young ladies in that are going to be out there playing this season. And just I am just beside myself just to wait to see what they're going to be able to do on the court, not only with the, you know, the scoreboard, obviously, but also just for how they're going to support and encourage one another.
And when you get into your South Central Conference games, oh, my goodness, there's never a night off. You got Staunton, you got Carlinville, you got Hillsborough. It's just never ending.
We get to a point in time of the year, and there's more games than there is practice time. I will agree with you on that one.
Coach Iger, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time here this morning, and best of luck to the Purple Panthers this year.
Thank you so much. We appreciate all of your guys' support and encouragement. So we look forward to seeing you guys at some of the games.
And that was Jeremy Heigert, the head volleyball coach at Litchfield High School. And we thank him for a few minutes of his time earlier in the week. Getting set to talk with Staunton head volleyball coach now, Jajean Lusico. And good morning, coach. How are you today?
I'm doing good. I'm in the gym right now with the team.
Hey, very good. And I guess there's no leaks in the roof. Otherwise, you guys would be getting wet right now.
Well, actually, there are a couple.
Uh-oh.
Of them. They're just not on the court.
Well, then that's good at least. Jajean, you guys are coming off such a strong season a year ago, and I guess it's every year is a new year. So from your perspective, you just got to wipe last year away and focus on the new.
Yes, we are ready to rebuild for this season.
As you look at your team this year, you're going to have some players back, but obviously, I guess the team this year, they're going to have to remember that we have to start at square one.
Yes, we will. We have to replace Ashley Painter. She was an amazing middle. And then our setter, Sarah Eisenberg. Morgan Nolan was another senior, and she broke her leg early in the season, and she was out for most of the season. And then we had one other senior, Becca Calderero, who played all the way around. So we do have some big holes, but we have some underclassmen coming up ready to play.
And I know you always have your underclassmen prepared and ready to go. So where there is a hole, that just means there's an opportunity for a new group of kids. So who do you see stepping in to fill those holes this year?
Well, we have both of our outsides are returning, Taryn Russell and Gabby Rising. They were sophomores last year. They'll be juniors this year. Savannah Billings was our setter in junior high. She was a freshman last year, so she's going to take over for setting for us. We have a couple of freshmen coming up off of that state team that are pretty tall, and they will probably see a lot of playing time. And then our libero's back this season, so our passing's covered.
And when you have your passing back with your libero, boy, that's a good place to start, isn't it?
It is. Holly Bukowski, she'll be a senior this year, and then Abby Davis was a DS for us last year, both seniors. And they'll be in that back row for us. So we're feeling pretty confident about our passing.
And it all works together, doesn't it? I mean, if you got the girls who can kill it, but you don't have the setter, it doesn't work. If you got the setter and you got the people that can kill it, but you don't have the passing, that doesn't work. So, I mean, it all has to kind of mold together.
It does. We actually have some heists this year. I think this is the first season I've ever had heists to work with. And I always tell them it doesn't matter how tall we are or how hard we hit if we can't dig the ball out.
And that when you can dig the ball out, that really can be disheartening for your opponent. When they think they got one and all of a sudden they're on the back pedal, that can really pay dividends for you.
Yeah, that probably is the biggest secret weapon that nobody thinks about. You got that big hitter on the other team, and if you can dig her up, you can get her frustrated, and you can win a lot of games that way.
Jean, as you look at your team this year, what are your expectations?
Well, I always set our expectations very high. I actually think that this team will probably end up better than last year's team. We made it to sectionals last year, and we are trying to go past that. So sectionals is not good enough. We want to win at sectionals, and we want to go past that this season.
Hey, aim high. That's the way to get it done. And now I'm sure in your mind you have a reason for thinking that. And someone might think, wait a minute, you won 30 games last year, got to a sectional. How are you going to be better? What will be the process, do you think, to get that accomplished?
Well, we are definitely working hard. As you know, we're in the gym today. Mm-hmm. These girls come to practice ready to go. We have some tricks up our sleeve this season. We're going to bring out some new plays. So we're just hoping that it all works out for us.
And, you know, last year you got to the sectional, but you didn't win the conference. And it was just the way the schedule worked out. But the only conference game you lost last year was the first one that you played. And obviously I'm sure that was something looking back on. It's like, boy, maybe we would have liked to get a shot at Pena at the end of the year.
Yeah, we definitely were a stronger team at the end of the season than we were at the beginning last year. We'll see Pena again early in the season. But I added a tournament in Fairfield at the very first weekend. So we'll have some games under our belts this year before we see them. So they're an excellent team. They have a strong tradition in volleyball. So it should be, hopefully, a great game when we play them.
Well, and I saw that tournament for Fairfield. I was looking at the matchups, and you are kind of the only team from certainly this area, but really that's not from around Fairfield that's participating in that. And it's always nice when you can go play a tournament against teams that you don't normally get to see.
Yeah, we went that way for sectionals, and so we didn't know anything about any of those teams, so I thought that that would be a good way for us to get down there and at least see some of those teams.
As you look at the South Central Conference this year, obviously it's going to be another loaded year.
Yeah, Greenville should be pretty good also. You got Carlinville in there. They're always a strong team. So, I mean, really, it's up for grabs. I'm hoping we get it, but anybody could really get it.
That's right. Gina, I think you're in your fourth year at Staunton now, if I looked at it properly. How have you seen the evolution of the program from your first year with the Bulldogs to now?
They have exceeded my expectations. I came in, I knew that I run different offense and defense than their previous coaches. I am a hard worker. We're in the gym all the time, and the girls really had to buy into that. I think the first 2 years were kind of growing years. By that year last year, at the beginning, they still hadn't bought into what I was selling, but at the middle of the season, they finally figured it out, and now we're just going to run with it.
And, yeah, when you had the success you had last year, if there were any kids maybe who were thinking, I don't know, a year like last year cements it. We're all in.
Yes, we're definitely all in.
Janine Lusico, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time this morning. Stay away from the leaky roof, and good luck this year.
Go Bulldogs!
There you go. I like it.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Janine Lusico, the head coach of the Staunton Bulldogs. And as long as the leaky roof is in the stands, you're okay.
I didn't tell you, but I should have informed you. You were on speakerphone with the team.
Oh, there we go. I'm sure not the first time.
Yeah.
Sure not the first time. But, you know, that's always the great thing about, doesn't matter what the sport is. You know, we're doing our volleyball preview today. We did our soccer preview last week. We'll have our football preview coming up next week here on Sports Saturday. But when you're part of a team, it is such a unique experience, you know. And for a lot of us, once you get out of high school, you're not on that type of team anymore. You know, you can go to college, you can play an intramural sport or play a club sport. It's not the same. Even when you're on a summer team, there's camaraderie there. But there's something about being on your high school team with your friends who you've been friends with since you were 4 and 5 years old. You spend so much time together, rainy Saturday in the gym practicing, you take the long bus rides, and it's one of those experiences that you might not appreciate it at the time when you're a teenage kid going through it, but the further you get removed from high school, those are the things you remember. That's what I've always said. You don't remember the games. I mean, you remember the games, but the great memories are the bus rides, the practices, not necessarily the art of the practice when you're running your guts out or when you're actually practicing, but the time you're in the locker room getting ready for practice, or moments like that here this morning. It's those great team building moments that really make sports great. And we've heard all the coaches we've talked to so far today, you know, really driving home the point that they are building character in these young ladies. You know, it's about the type of person you're going to be when you're not playing sports anymore. And that was one of the things Terry always talked about, is athletics is just another classroom. That's all it is. You know, there's no chalkboard and there's not a textbook, but there are still lessons to be learned. And it's just wonderful when you hear the coaches that we get to deal with talk about those types of experiences and lessons. You heard Katie Hammond allude to it. That's what Fran Struble always talked about. Win with class, lose with class. And, you know, sometimes that can get lost. We get in the heat of competition and in that game mode, and the W and the L seems just like the most important thing in the world. But how do you win? How do you lose? That really is what defines a person. And we're going to take a break. Is that what you're telling me, David?
Yes, let's go ahead and do that.
Okay, so we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll bring you a conversation that I had with my little sister. She's so little, David. She's so tiny and wee.
Probably not anymore if she's a coach.
No, she's older than I want to believe. We're back with Sarah Brennan from Bunker Hill following these messages. Here with Bunker Hill volleyball coach Sarah Burnett, and full disclosure, Sarah's my baby sister, and she's been the volleyball coach at Bunker Hill for 6 years. And Sarah, that makes me feel old. Does it seem like it's been 6 years to you?
No, it does not. It seems like I'm only on year two or so. Time just goes really fast.
And I mean, the longer you do something, the more comfortable you get at it. So, I mean, in your sixth year, as you get ready to start this season, you personally have to just feel more comfortable with your practices, how you run your team, those types of things.
Definitely. From my first year of coaching to now, I feel like I just do a lot better job in planning practices and preparing our teams. I've been bringing different people in that can help in ways that I don't feel like it's my best area. So I think I'm better at preparing my teams now.
And that is so important, to make sure that your kids have the necessary skills. And volleyball has changed over the years. It seems like it's become, you know, a bit more of a power game, you know. And so if your kids don't have those skills when you get into the season, it's going to be problematic.
This summer we actually have a new JV coach that was hired, Whitney Veets, and she is a personal trainer. So she's come up with a program for us. We've been working out really hard, and she's trying to get the girls to swing harder and jump higher and just be stronger overall.
I know in years past you haven't had necessarily the tallest girls, but yet you've been able to finish around the net.
That's something at Bunker Hill in the last several years, we just don't have height. Yeah. So we just have to work on our vertical jumps. That's something we really work on, is getting to jump higher, and we're just trying to play big even though we are always small.
And as you look at your team this year, who are going to be some of your key players?
Well, this year we have two sophomores that I'm expecting a ton out of. McKenna Wilkinson, she is a middle hitter. She started varsity last year as a freshman, and she did a great job as a freshman. And she played club volleyball this year for the first time, and I can already tell that she's gotten much better from last year. And then Brianne Heflin, she is our setter. She's also a sophomore, and she also played club this summer. She started varsity for us as well as a freshman, so I think both of them coming up as sophomores are going to be huge. And we are also returning Briley Christman, who is a senior, and she was on Macoupin County All-Tournament team member. And she's a middle hitter, and she's really good on the net.
Club volleyball, it sounds like that's a critical aspect to high school volleyball, is club volleyball.
Yes, seems like most of the good teams in the area have a lot of girls that are doing that. They play long seasons, do a lot of training, and I think it just makes a big difference.
As you look at this upcoming season, obviously Bunker Hill in the Prairie State Conference, Marquette's always a load there, but what will make a successful season for the Minute Maids this year?
I think that if we can have really good ball control and defense, that we will be able to compete with all those teams.
And you're the junior high coach as well, and it seems like across the board, no matter what the sport is, when teams have coaches who are involved at the junior high level all the way up to the varsity level, it really does become a big benefit. So what are you focusing on at the junior high level?
I am really drilling fundamentals and making sure that they have good form, they're doing things right, trying to teach them mentally the game, trying to create really good all-around players so they can step into high school and understand the game at that higher level.
And, you know, junior high success, everybody wants to win games. I mean, you put in all the hours and the time, you want to win. But if you're not developing the skills at the junior high level, it's not going to work at the high school level.
No, it's not. I always tell my – I coach the little kids, second grade up to junior high and then high school, and I tell them all the time, I don't care if you get the ball over the net. I just want to make sure you do it correctly. I'm all about the form. They know that. I ask them all the time. They get upset if they don't get it, and I say, do I care about form or result? And they always say, oh, we care about form.
So as you kind of, I guess, assess your program, you know, for a long time, Bunker Hill was a softball school in girls' sports. But I know that you do get the sense that the girls now really have a sense of pride for volleyball and really have a lot of fun.
Yes, I think that volleyball is definitely the sport that the girls are really starting to love. I think it helps. I am the elementary PE teacher, so when these girls are in kindergarten, I'm during class, I'm getting them all pumped up for volleyball, playing with them, having camps, and I'm just trying to really get them excited, and I think it's really growing in Bunker Hill.
And you guys play a tough schedule for just a little 1A school. I mean, you play a lot of schools that are bigger than you, and you're in some really good in-season tournaments.
Yes, we are in some really tough tournaments. The county tournament always has Carlinville and Staunton, who are always really tough teams. We start off our first games against Roxana in the Roxana tournament, which has a lot of big schools, and I just think that helps prepare us for that postseason.
Sister, thank you very much.
Thank you, brother.
All right, that was Sarah Burnett, the head coach at Bunker Hill. I'm happy to have in studio right now Emily Zimmerman and Kimberly Denny, the Hillsborough and Lincolnwood volleyball coaches, and thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Kimberly, we'll get to you in a moment. The fact you're here, that is an amazing thing in and of itself. Very happy that Emily was able to pull that off. But, Emily, we want to start with you this morning. And I know you have basically your entire team back from last year. So from a coaching perspective, boy, that has to just be a nice feeling.
It really is. I am, you know, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. Last year was definitely a rebuilding season for us, with the exception of just a few girls that had had prior varsity experience. And so I thought overall we still did well. We were still competitive last year with 18 wins. But I just feel like even throughout the summer and what I've seen in this first week of practice, there's just been a strong connection with the girls and kind of a sense of comfort knowing where they're supposed to be on the floor. And so it's been definitely a positive thing to have going on for the start of the season.
And that's the nice thing, like you mentioned, last year was a rebuilding year, but when you still get 18 wins in a quote-unquote rebuilding year, that's obviously a very positive thing. But last year you knew, okay, we're working towards something bigger for this year and the year after.
Yes, and I think, you know, I knew that we had the skill to perform last year, but there's just – you're inexperienced in terms of playing with veteran varsity teams. And so there were some tight games where naturally you think, okay, the team that has done this maybe even the previous season or has a loaded team of seniors and juniors, they're going to come out on top most likely because that pressure, they've handled it before, they know what to do. And so I'm kind of hoping that obviously after a year of working together last year and you know, just kind of understanding the pace of a varsity game, then that'll turn and benefit us for this year. Because we do have some really strong athletes, and I think, like, our senior class, three of those four girls were dressing for me as freshmen. And so this is kind of really what they've been waiting for, I think, too. And so we're just excited to see, you know, what we can do this year for sure.
And you guys always play a challenging schedule. I'm sure that won't be any different this year.
Correct. We actually added Carlisle to our schedule this year. We saw them usually in a tournament, but we got out of that tournament and into a different one. they're also usually within our subsectional, so it's kind of nice to see them and what they have. And then we are in a Freeburg tournament closer to the end of the season, and I know there's going to be some tough competition there, but I feel like it's going to be a really great experience for us. I think we can show up and compete, and it'll just be really good for us to kind of finish out our regular season with that before going into postseason.
Well, yeah, that's the whole key, is you want the tough opponents, especially at the end of the year, to kind of get you ready for the postseason.
Oh, for sure. And that's been something that I think we're always kind of right there, close to that regional championship, or, you know, we end up seated relatively high, and then we face a school like Carlinville, or we face a school like Pena in a regional championship, and just can't quite seem to finish it off. But I think that experience that we've had, as well as, you know, that tougher competition, especially, as you said, toward the end, will definitely benefit us.
Is a regional championship something you guys openly talk about?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we talk about what we would consider to be a success for us each season. And, you know, we say things like, winning is great. We want to win. Who doesn't want to win?
Right.
But when we lose, what can we learn from that? And how do we handle losing? You know, we want to make sure that we are losing gracefully. Mm-hmm. And every time we don't have the finish that we want, again, what can we learn and how can we spin this positively? I think Hillsborough Volleyball, I mean, it's been a very long time since we've won a regional, like 2005, my sister's senior year, I think, or something. So it's been a while, and it's definitely something that the girls want. They push for it. I know I want it. But I just want to have definitely overall success in building these athletes, building their skills and their fundamentals, and then building just good team players, good girls, developing girls that can, you know, be successful when their high school sports career is over.
And that's such a critical aspect to high school athletics. And Kimberly, you understand this as well. Everybody wants to win. Emily said it. Yeah, you put in all the hours and the time. You want to win. But if the young ladies that you're molding aren't turning in to good young people, in a lot of ways, it wasn't worth it then.
Right. I mean, you know, we talk about leadership. We talk about accepting roles on the team. We actually just talked about this the other day. Everybody wants to be, well, you'd think everybody would want to be kind of an all-star, so to speak. I mean, I think that's just a drive that every athlete wants. But I also think that that's not real life.
Yeah.
And so how can you be a fantastic teammate and supportive for your team and for your friends? Because if you can, you know, still be a positive influence on the people around you, even when maybe things aren't going your way, then that's just going to make you better off in the future when you're in the real world, so to speak, you know?
that is so true. We're talking with Emily Zimmerman of Hillsborough and Kimberly Denny of Lincoln. We're going to get to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Kimberly. She's very excited. She's very excited with Sports Saturday Returns following these messages.
Back to Sports Saturday here on WSMI, and we rejoin Tim Mize.
All right, David Jenkins, thank you so much. Back here on Sports Saturday, and we're going to talk with Kimberly Denny of Lincolnwood, the godmother of volleyball in the area. And Kimberly shakes her head like, I can't believe you said that on the air. But it's true, because we heard Jeremy Heiger talking about the skills camp you had earlier this summer. Emily was just talking about all the advice you'd given her over the years. And just kind of from your perspective, you are looked up to by so many coaches in the area. So for you, what are the things you want to see out of your Lincolnwood team year to year in terms of skills and how they conduct themselves on the court?
My whole goal is to bring a love of the sport and to have the kids be successful at it, to learn that hard work pays off. And I love talking to the other coaches. I love the family that we have amongst ourselves now and exchanging ideas and knowing that if, like Emily was saying, if she needs some help, I want the kids to be successful. Like, we all want to win games, but I want her team to be successful. I want Jeremy's team to be successful. Anything that I can do to help those girls get better at their sport and excel on the court, like, that's what it's all about. That's what we're here for, I think.
It's an interesting fraternity. You know, each sport has it. But for volleyball specifically, I know in Montgomery County, you guys are all so connected. And that has to just be a fun thing to be a part of, knowing that, you know what, if I've got a question, I can bounce it off of Emily. You know, I can go over and talk to Jeremy or Megan at Nokomis. It's really a neat thing what you guys have in the county.
It is, and I look forward to our games, just so, I mean, that's our little night out together, and we get to sit and visit and catch up and see what's been going on in practices and, you know, talk about, bounce ideas off each other with stuff that's working and things that aren't working. So we have a good time.
Lincolnwood volleyball, to me, is reminiscent in a way of Nokomis basketball. Small school, but consistent greatness. And I'm just curious, not your secret necessarily, but whatever your philosophy is, it's working so well because your numbers may not be big from year to year, but yet the expectations of what you guys want to get accomplished never change.
I love that you just said that. That is going to be my next season's logo, is expectations don't change, just the player wearing the jersey. And I think that all started with Mary Hammersley, mm-hmm. Who started our program, and I played for Mary. I take a lot of what we do in the gym from Mary. She always had a slogan that she stuck by every season, and I've taken that one step further, and we do classroom work. Every practice, we're in the classroom. We are learning about being good teammates, what coaches want out of players, and how they can take that into the classroom, like being engaged, having good eye contact, your posture, what you're saying with your body language without even saying it, what that says to the officials on the court with how you react to situations. So the girls are getting all that in a classroom setting, and then we take that to the gym. One of the biggest ones, I think, that the girls, and this is my third year doing this classroom stuff, is, are you contributing or are you contaminating? Hmm. You're doing one of two things. Every time you're in the gym, whether you know it or not, if you're standing there quiet, you're contaminating and you're taking energy out of our gym. You know, you should always be doing something, saying something. And if you can't think of anything to say, you should be clapping and making noise. We also push how a player-led team is better than a coach-led team. So I don't do a whole lot of I set up drills, and I'll break them down and do instruction. But I tell them, you know, if you see your partner doing something that isn't the form that, you know, that we're supposed to be using, you tell them. You know, it's not just me. You guys lead this team.
And it has so much more effect when it's a classmate or a friend calling you out on something than the coach doing it.
Yes, and we talk about being open to that. Like, don't take it personally. Right. You know, that they just want you to get better for us as a program. So that it's been really good since we started that.
That is fantastic. Talking with Kimberly Denny of Lincolnwood and Emily Zimmerman of Hillsboro, both in studio with us this morning. And I know one of the great events that will come up in early September, it's called the Montgomery County Volleyball Tournament, but it is so much more than that.
It is. I think the last year we had the county tournament was my senior year in 1996. And when we started doing all these INAD events for Grace, we got to talking about, you know, let's bring the county tournament back and expand it. You know, there's not enough teams in our county to have just a county tournament. So let's bring them all in and let's play for grace. I mean, that's a big slogan for all of us. It's on the volleyballs that we play with. You know, we play for grace. So we sent out an invitation. We wanted it to be big. We invited 16 teams. I could not believe how quickly it filled up with teams saying yes, 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 because that was the big, are we going to be able to get 16 teams? We did. This is our third year, and all the teams that originally signed up, they're all back for three straight years. And I think that says a lot. And getting all these people together in their purple, I mean, the teams deck out in socks and hair ties, yeah. And they get to meet Grace, take pictures with Grace. And the biggest thing is we've been able to raise, in just 2 years of having the tournament, over $15,000 for INAD research. And this year we've already got 42 T-shirt sponsors, so that's 4,200 already just going for INAD research. So.
And I've always been so amazed and touched with, you know, across the county, how all of the teams and schools are so drawn to Grace. She said, you know, she's such a wonderful young girl, and Kyle and Mary have done so much for INAD research. I know they really appreciate all that the county schools have done. I think really it's overwhelming for them in a lot of ways when they see the support. Anytime Grace comes to a game, she's like a rock star. Like everyone just gravitates towards her, and it's just wonderful that this event is going on. And I guess if you want to maybe just run down the dates and kind of the rough schedule of what the tournament will look like this year.
We rotate who hosts every year. Lincolnwood, because we do the paperwork and all the back work for it. Josh Stone, the AD, mm-hmm. you know, he kind of heads that up. So we're always the central base location, but we've rotated every year. It started at Hillsborough last year. Litchfield was the other host, and now this year it's us and Nokomis. So we have four pools. Lincolnwood and Litchfield will be playing at Raymond in pools, and then Hillsborough and Nokomis will be playing in Nokomis. It's September 13th and 14th. It's a two-day event. The games start at 4:45, and I'm pretty sure the way the schedule's set up, all the county teams play that very first game of the day. We have bake sales going on. We sell food. All of that profit goes to Grace. So it's so fun. It is just a fun event to go and watch, and especially on that Saturday for those teams that make it to the championship court, because the top two teams from every pool come to Lincolnwood. Mm-hmm. Grace is there, and, you know, we have a big – we just stop the tournament, and all the teams come in there. We all take pictures. Kyle and Mary speak. Grace gets our MVP plaque every year for being the MVP of the tournament. So it's really something to come and watch.
And, you know, you guys are both talking about the types of character things that you instill in your girls in your program. And something like this really drives that home. And, you know, it's a chance for, you know, sometimes – I thought about this a lot when Terry was sick. You don't think about your health until you don't have it, or until somebody that you care about deeply doesn't have it. And when you see a kid, through no fault of their own, dealt a hand like Grace has been dealt, it breaks your heart. It's so sad. But for these high school kids to be able to rally like they do, it's an amazing thing, Emily, to see young people understand the world bigger than their own high school reality.
Oh, yeah. And I think, you know, it's really special to see our small communities come together for something like this. It really is bigger than winning games and winning a tournament. And for the girls to be a part of that, for the adults to be a part of that, it just kind of puts things into perspective.
It just gets you, you know, right, pulls at the heartstrings, so to speak, because Kyle and Mary are such wonderful people, And Grace is such a great little girl. And they're out east right now going mm-hmm. through some clinical trials this week. And so hopefully everything goes well there. But all that you guys in the county have been able to do for them, I mean, that is astronomically important for the money you've raised. But I think more so maybe even the dollars, the awareness. Because I remember when this first came about, what's iNet? I don't know what that is. I've never heard of it. But mm-hmm. now, with all the awareness through events like this coming up on September 13th, I think a lot more people in this part of the state know exactly what it is and are trying to help. So as you look at this tournament moving forward, obviously, this is now an annual event.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. This is something that we plan on continuing to do. And Kyle, you know, he said, you know, if you ever want to do it for another reason, we completely understand. And no, you know, it's a Grace-filled tourney. That's the, you know, it's a Montgomery County Invitational, a Grace-filled tourney. And that's what it's going to be.
It's just wonderful. You guys are doing amazing things with that. And thank you so much for coming in today, Kimberly Denny. We got you in. You did fantastic. What were you worried about?
This was for Terry.
Yeah, there you go.
This was for Terry.
Terry always told me, like, I can't get her on. Like, I've tried. I can't do it.
He talked to me all the time, and he kept saying, he's like, you know, the more you do something, the more comfortable you're going to be. And it just kept pulling at me for the last week. And so I sent Emily a message last night. I'm like, if you're going to the studio, I will go. Because I just, it's Terry.
Yeah, it is. And we miss him every day. Mm-hmm. You did fantastic.
She did. I knew she would.
Yeah, so did I. Never a doubt. Never a doubt. Emily, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Kimberly, thank you so much. You did a wonderful job. And just think about it, how easy it'll be the next time we do this.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to wrap up our volleyball preview show here on WQSMI Sports Saturday. Thanks to Katie Hammond of Carlindville, Jeremy Heigert of Litchfield, to Janine Lusico of Staunton, Sarah Burnett of Bunker Hill, and, of course, to Emily Zimmerman of Hillsboro and Kimberly Denny of Lincolnwood. The season will be here before we know it. Officially gets underway Monday, August the 21st. For David Jenkins, I am Tim Mai. Sports Saturday is done on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WQSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlindville, and Greenville.